Confess Your Crush Monday. If you've never heard this, this is where we try to play matchmaker. If you need some extra courage, a little boost of romance, that's where we step in and we make the phone call for you.
Yeah.
In fact, today we're going to do that for Kat. Hi, Kat.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. So tell us what's going on.
Okay, this is a little embarrassing, but I was shopping at Harmon's, like doing my weekly grocery shopping. And I saw this really cute boy when I was shopping. Boy, he's a man. girl crushes, I guess. So I was like, I saw him in the aisle. And like when I were picking up cereal, I was like, oh, gosh, she's like really cute. And then I went about like my shopping and I saw him again like near the produce. And I was like, oh, God, yeah, like he's like really cute. And I saw him, like, again at checkout, but I was, like, I don't know. I was so awkward. I didn't know how to, like, go up and approach him and be like, hey, I just think you're cute. So I saw him put in his loyalty number at checkout.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I have, like, a really good memory, right? So I just, like, wrote down the loyalty program number just in case I needed
it. Oh, girl.
That's crazy.
Cat.
Hold on.
No.
You're talking, you saw him type in his phone number and you just memorized it.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to apprentice under you because I'm such a, like, internet stalker, but you took it to a whole nother level, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I have, like, a really good memory and, like, I don't know. It was, like, easy sequentially, so I don't know. Yeah, so I have his number.
So have you reached out? Have you done a text? Have you done anything with this number since then?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
Because, again, I'm scared.
I got to go around the room real quick. Creepy or charming, Justin?
Kind of charming.
Jackson?
Oh, super creepy, but okay. I'm really into it.
I'm intrigued to see what happens. So you don't even know this person's name. You just stalked this person.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you're asking us, we got to figure out this guy's name and then also try to make a match. Is that what you're looking for us to do?
Yes. Please.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll get his number from you off air. We'll call him up and we'll try to work our magic next. Cool?
Okay.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John and Justin.
Mix 105.1.
Confess Your Crush Monday. Kat was shopping at Harmon's and saw a cute guy down one of the aisles. And then as she continued shopping, as sometimes what happens when you're shopping, she ran into him again.
Yeah, because you can catch each other on every aisle.
Yeah.
Or if you're like me, you're just following them.
And then she ended up even behind him when they were checking out. And this is where it gets interesting because Kat watched him put his rewards number in while checking out.
Yeah, girl.
And memorized his number enough to type it down in her phone and save it. And she wants us to call him. Kat, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay, listen, we were able to get the guy on the line. You don't know his name or anything. We talked to him a little bit off air. I'm going to pick him on, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay, I'm good.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
You're on the air right now, John and Justin. Jackson is here as well. Thanks for being on with us. I'm sorry I didn't have your name when we talked off air there for a second. I apologize.
Oh, no worries, man. No worries.
I was kind of talking to you for a second there. We're calling you because you went shopping at Harmon's just the other day, and there was
How do you know that?
Well,
hold on. There's more.
Trust me, it gets weirder because there was a lady there who actually saw you at Harmon's and thought you were really cute. And then you guys kind of kept running into each other. Maybe a fate were kind of pushing you towards each other. And
is she really cute?
Yeah. Do you remember this? Like, do you remember running into like this cute person a bunch of times?
Yeah. It was like the three like middle aisles.
Man, she must be really cute if you remember it, because I don't remember anyone's faces.
Yes, and so Tony, you know, she didn't have enough confidence really to say hi to you. So when you were checking out, she actually watched you put in your rewards number, and that's how we got your number today.
Whoa, that's all right. That's cool. That's the first time that's happened to me.
Where are we at right now? Are we okay with it? Are we a little creeped out? Like, how do you feel?
I'm pretty confident in myself. I've never, like, felt out or had stalker situations. So, I mean, I guess I'm just surprised.
Okay.
I don't feel creepy. I'm just like, whoa, you know, like, little surprise, and but I mean.
Well, in that case, let's just bring on the person who watched you put in your phone number. That her name is Kat. Hey, Kat.
Hi.
So,
hey,
Kat, I got a question. Hi. Did you run into Tony a bunch of times in the middle aisles? Was that you?
I mean, yeah. I met him, like I said, in the cereal aisle.
Okay.
We even, like, exchanged a word or two about, like, I don't know, whatever was on sale, you know. But, yeah.
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 Like, I remember. Sort of pun about.
So, what do you think, Tony? I mean, Kat has kind of gone out of her way to try to find you and track you down for this. Are you interested in going out on a date? Like, we'll pay for the whole thing.
Dude, let's make it happen.
Wow. Well, just come on. Jumped right on
this
board.
What guy's not going to turn this down?
I get to go on a date with a wicked pretty girl, and you guys are paying? Like, duh.
This guy turns that down right here, Jackson. Because I don't know who actually this person. Because what if it's not the girl you think it is?
I'm afraid that this is going to end up now on our podcast and then in a year on Making a Murderer's podcast.
Yeah, I know, joke. Like
Kat, are you going to murder me in my sleep or otherwise?
I don't like that silence.
Kat, this is going to be a normal first date, right? Like, you haven't been stalking him or anything outside of that.
No, I didn't even know his name.
Okay.
I just am really good with numbers.
Okay. I don't know. I think it's kind of cute. Like,
still weird.
Still weird for
it's
Jackson.
Still weird. It's still
we're going to hook you guys up. Good luck, and we'll pay for dinner, okay?
Sweet. Great. Thanks
so
much,
guys.
Excited.
Why do I feel like this is not the last we're going to hear of this story between the two of them?
I don't think so.
Because it kind of sounds like she's going to serial kill him.
Right. We're going to read about this on KSL.
Oh, yeah. She's going to go Joey Arias for sure.